If you've ever attended a funeral, you'll probably have heard someone saying, "Until we meet again in heaven." Those words are often the reassurance that all is not lost and that the person who is no longer with us on earth will be waiting in heaven for the day when we arrive. However, the relationship we have with that person in heaven may not be what it was here on earth. We'll answer a question and clarify what we mean by that on the next Family Matters. Do stick with us. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. We heard from a grieving widower recently who asked, "Will I be reunited with my spouse in heaven? He passed away this year and I've been struggling to adjust to life without him. A friend recently tried to encourage me by saying that I could expect to see my husband again in heaven. But then another friend just as quickly burst my bubble by pointing out that, according to Jesus, the relationships we have on earth won't exist in heaven. Since then, I've been extremely disheartened and depressed. What's your perspective on the issue of marriage and the life to come?" Before saying anything else, we want you to know how sorry we are to hear of your loss. The death of a spouse is one of the most traumatic events a person can experience in life. It's easy to understand why you might be feeling terribly lonely. You may even be wrestling with serious spiritual questions and doubts. Sleepless nights and the pressure of sudden responsibilities can take a huge toll on your reserves of physical and mental energy at a time like this. Routine things may seem to take more effort. Our hearts go out to you during this period of grief and readjustment. The important thing at this point is to give yourself time and space to grieve. You may even want to set aside an hour every day or so to work on your grief. As you go through this process, remember that God loves you more than you realize. He is there to help you if you'll reach out to Him. He understands your loneliness and hurt. He's more than willing to meet your needs. Our prayer is that you'll sense His presence and know the peace that surpasses all understanding as you move through this dark valley. But to come to your question, we'll admit that your second friend has a point, the one you describe as bursting your bubble. Jesus did say that life in the world to come will not include marriage as we know it here on earth. When questioned by the Sadducees about this, he said, "In the resurrection, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like angels of God in heaven." You can see Matthew 22 verse 13. Your friend may lack sensitivity, but her comment does have a strong biblical basis. What Jesus did not say was that all earthly relationships will be nullified in heaven. There is no good reason to put such a negative spin on his words. We will most certainly be together with those we love in the next life. We just don't know precisely what form that togetherness will take. Look at it this way. Human relationships will certainly be different in heaven, but they cannot possibly be less than what they have been on earth. They will have to be different in the sense of being something more, something better, something far more fulfilling and satisfying than we can presently imagine. That's part of the glory of the resurrected life. The Apostle John hints at this glory in 1 John 3 verse 2 when he says, "Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when He is revealed, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is." Our thoughts and prayers are with you at this tough time, and we ask God to give you His peace as you walk through the valley and back onto the mountain. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.